Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The attorney for the family of Tyre Nichols says all of the Memphis police officers charged in his beating death deserve to be punished.
All of these officers fail their oath. They fail their oath to protect and serve. Look at that video. Was anybody trying to protect and serve Tyre Nichols?
Attorney Ben Crump on CNN. The specialized unit those police officers belong to has been disbanded. CBS's Jared Hill is in Memphis.
Members of the community say action shouldn't stop there.
So the multi-level gang unit, the organized crime unit, all work under the same umbrella as the Scorpion unit, and they all be disbanded as well.
About 30 officers were part of this unit, which focused on violent offenders in high crime areas. G.A. Hardaway, who represents Memphis in the Tennessee State Legislature, is demanding more transparency.
Who decided that we needed a Scorpion unit with that kind of leeway? With just a wild, wild west attitude.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tells CBS Republicans will not allow the U.S. to default on its debt.
The whole government is designed to find compromise. I want to find a reasonable and a responsible way that we can lift the debt ceiling but take control of this runaway spending.
Three people are dead, four others wounded after another mass shooting in California. KCBS TV reporter Candace Crone is in Los Angeles.
Crime scene investigators worked late into the evening Saturday, combing this Beverly Crest neighborhood for clues after seven people were shot in what police are calling a shootout. Officers responded and discovered three people dead inside a car parked in front of the house. The other four victims were taken to nearby hospitals with serious injuries.
In Baltimore,
I'm Tom Foti. After several mass shootings on the West Coast this past week, Baltimore police are now asking for public help in solving one in the East, one that also involved a car crash and left one person dead and four people hurt, three adults, two children.
Really, at this point, I'm talking to folks that look like me, to black men in Baltimore. I see a lot of folks trying to be acting like they're tough, but they're really weak, because only weak people shoot somebody when you know children are right there.
That's Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott. Novak Djokovic has won his 10th Australian Tennis Open.
It was a hard-fought clash. Stefanos Tsitsipas made Novak Djokovic feel the pressure and run around the court. Both made forced errors, but in the end, Djokovic won 6-3, 7-6, 7-6 after tiebreakers. Last year's visa debacle made it tough.
Not playing last year, coming back this year.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose. Healthy life.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 12. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, a few flurries possible at times, lows dip down to about 3 below. Tomorrow, highs around 2 above. Warmer Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the low teens to the upper teens. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 11.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
It must be nice to always believe you know better, to always think you're the smartest person in the room.
No, it's awful.
Broadcast news, if you haven't seen that movie yet. Welcome to the second hour of Up North News Radio for Friday, January 27th. Carolyn Fiddler, Curry Newsroom political editorial director, is with us, who reminds me somewhat of that Holly Hunter character from Broadcast News. You'd have made quite the Broadcast News producer.
Thank you.
don't put in the neurotic stuff. We all have neuroses. You know, that just made the movie more entertaining.
It's true.
All right. We've got Carolyn with us for a few minutes. And then later in the hour, Mark Jacob, a former editor at the Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times, will help us look at this week's events and media coverage of them, including Kevin McCarthy borrows from Joe McCarthy as House Republicans create new committees to investigate the investigators and undercut the people in law enforcement who are trying to help the country hold on to its democracy. Later, I'll look ahead to weekend sports with Dan Schumacher. Then on Monday, the premiere of Motherhood Mondays with Kate Duffy and Nicole Slavin. They started the group Mothers for Mandela. They've now transitioned that into Motherhood for Good, staying involved and helping moms and everyone who doesn't follow politics regularly have a better understanding of what's going on. If you'd like to reach us, 844-967-2789 or radio at upnorthnewswi.com. I didn't have much to say in the commercial break. It was rather depressing for me listening to Carolyn and Aaron talk about their favorite operas. None of them involved Bugs Bunny, and therefore I could not be part of them because it's the only operas I've ever actually seen. But you two, you have quite the experience. Well, I don't even know where that began, but I know it started with you guys talking about Mozart. One of you really doesn't like Mozart, apparently. One of you does. But then you bonded over operas. Mm. So that's
weird. I was lucky that my high school had a program with the Met Opera, so that we would get to see the live streamed operas every couple of months, I believe. So during high school, I probably saw like a dozen operas.
That is very cool.
Yeah,
I didn't see my first one until I was 36.
But look how you both, you know, now you appreciate them far more than I do when I just hear the Warner Brothers theme, you know, come up. But that does take us to what Carolyn is working on with her State House Action newsletter. As you follow political activity in all of the states, you have to follow all of them. I just see bits and pieces from time to time, especially this week in the Iowa legislature, where there was a huge debate about voucher schools, where the voucher school proponents, led by a Republican governor, got their way. We've seen this fight in Missouri. We see this fight occasionally in Wisconsin. And Carolyn, it sounds like your newsletter is going to say the voucher folks continue to be on the march, that, you know, it's a two-part strategy. One, weaken public schools, and then two, replace them. And that is still very much the playbook, it appears.
That's completely correct. There was a lobbyist in Iowa who was caught on tape saying the quiet part loud. There's a recording of this woman saying, "I want to destroy public schools."
All
which
right.
is the ultimate goal of these voucher mm-hmm. programs, because public schools are places where these right wingers can't really like dictate what's taught.
They can't indoctrinate.
Even though they're trying with these school board takeovers and whatnot. And mm-hmm. they have to let everyone in. And that is galling to a lot of these folks. They want private schools to
exclusivity.
Private schools can just exclude anyone they want.
Right. And that's where, you know, folks have wanted to go, the public school opponents, but they have really gained ground in part because there is this right wing media bubble that can spread misinformation and refer to it as wokeness, which is, again, just shorthand for, you know, don't be a jerk, don't be a racist, don't be a bigot, you know, mind your own business, respect science, you know, teach an accurate assessment of history. And if you call it woke and you spend enough money, and that's the thing, there's a lot of money behind these campaigns, mm-hmm. and it has really played a role in Wisconsin. It has diverted so many millions of dollars away, tax dollars that have gone to private religious schools and private, you know, people with a profit motive behind them for voucher schools at the expense of local neighborhood schools. And like I said, in Iowa, whatever was in the bill that favored voucher schools, it was a late night debate. Our mm-hmm. folks at Iowa Starting Line covered it, and ultimately that bill passed.
It sure did. And not even with unanimous Republican support. There were Republicans who joined Democrats, all Democrats, in voting against it. And these folks were from rural areas, which, you know, is an overlooked part of this debate, I think. Like, people who live in urban areas, suburbia, have plenty of private school alternatives that aren't like that far away geographically. But if you live in the middle of nowhere, like where I grew up, you a lot of times don't have access to private schools, or like maybe just one that's already full or something. So these rural Republican lawmakers voted against it because it was just taking money away from these rural schools that struggle anyway and giving it to these private schools that aren't accountable to state curriculum standards. They don't have to worry about licensing teachers, that there's no transparency in terms of how that money is spent, or like meetings, governance of these schools. There are none of the requirements that surround public education, which are incredibly important.
And I don't know if you agree or not, but I think that the messaging against this movement focused a lot on the private schools and the lack of accountability. And it clearly hasn't been working successfully, that maybe what progressives and others need to do is talk about the shift of money, that this is money that's literally being taken from you and your neighborhood school to go elsewhere. Maybe it needs to be more fiscal. All right. How can people get the State House Action newsletter?
They can go to statehouseaction.substack.com. Mm-hmm. It's free. Don't worry. I'm not charging people for my newsletter, and sign up there.
All right, Carolyn. Thank you so much.
If you really want, but I don't recommend it.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Friday.
Thank you.
All right. Back with more after this. You're up north.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's Friday morning. This is Up North News Radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and we are going to talk next about what does it mean to do an investigation the right way versus the very, very, very wrong way, a very bad way to do investigations. And you know, we have seen very clear examples of both in our history. And unfortunately, we are really in the throes of seeing examples of how investigations can be not so much investigations, but can be politicized. One could even say weaponized. And I say that because so much of what the right wing does is projection, where they accuse people of doing something and then end up doing it themselves. Great example in the last segment, talking about indoctrination, that's something that folks on the right wing say that public schools are doing, when what is indoctrination is teaching people to hate, teaching, dividing people, you know, against themselves, having racial resentments and things like that. And now we have what's called a Committee on the Weaponization of Government, something that was created by the new House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy. And it's one of three different committees that are going to be investigating things, and primarily going to be investigating the investigators, the people who investigated the attempts to undermine the 2020 election, the attempts to fight a pandemic in the early days before it ended up killing a million people, and how many of them died because of the misinformation that was out there undermining the original public health investigations. And now we've learned that another Republican investigation of the investigators really went nowhere. This was, remember the Mueller investigation into Russia's attempt to help the Trump campaign in 2016. Well, once that was all said and done, and I mean immediately after it was all done, Trump's Attorney General, William Barr, who again deliberately downplayed the significance of what was found in the Mueller report that showed Russian attempts to help Trump in 2016 and the Trump campaign's awareness of this, if not outright collusion. In the aftermath of downplaying that, Barr turned around, again carrying water for the president, which you shouldn't do if you're an independent attorney general, and launched an investigation of the investigators and appointed somebody by the name of John Durham. And the Durham investigation didn't get nearly the attention, but in part because it found so very little. And a new report in the New York Times talks about how that Durham investigation unraveled to the point where for a time it veered into a criminal investigation related to Donald Trump himself. It led to, you know, one attempt at a prosecution where it was found, where the person was found not guilty. There was a dissension throughout because of the departure of people who believed that the Durham investigation was politically motivated. In fact, at one point in the article, people talk about how both William Barr and John Durham had been quite respected. And yet at some point, everybody wondered, you know, where did they drink the Kool-Aid that they would do so much to put the independence and the credibility of the Department of Justice at risk? And now we have this new Congress House of Representatives led by Republicans, who is going to take this one step further and, again, say that they are the ones who are the victims here. And so they need to investigate the people who investigated them. It's going to serve as a distraction from the real issues, and it's going to waste millions of dollars. And there is a parallel right here in Wisconsin. The similarities between the Durham investigation and the Gableman investigation are striking. Again, in both cases, you have millions of dollars wasted. And I know the official figure is that the Gableman investigation cost about $1 million. But when you look at other ancillary distractions, time that was taken away, resources, what have you, I certainly think it's fair to say millions of dollars were wasted in the Gableman investigation. He was appointed by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, despite zero evidence of anything improper about the 2020 presidential election. So the Gableman investigation, like the Durham investigation, were both came from a false premise, and they were designed to distract from the actual facts of the matter. Both investigations were used to hound and intimidate people who otherwise were serving their country and basing their work on facts. And in both cases, the investigations just kind of quietly went away. Those of us who follow political news very regularly, of course, are well aware of it. But you talk to most people, and because neither the Gableman investigation nor the Durham investigation actually found anything, folks haven't heard about it. And so now we turn to the House Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, which is essentially a rebirth of the House Un-American Activities Committee that Joseph McCarthy led all those decades ago. Again, that is the actual weaponization, is when you abuse your subpoena power to hound and intimidate and attempt to prosecute people because you don't like their position or because you don't like that they were getting close to any wrongdoing that you might be doing. We've talked at length about the other committee that was formed, a special committee on China, which is going to be headed up by Green Bay Republican Mike Gallagher. And again, how there could be a bipartisan approach to China, but it's going to have to be a case of prove me wrong that this committee is going to do nothing but undermine Bush administration attempts to have relationships with China improve. And there's going to be a committee investigating the early days of the COVID pandemic, which, again, is simply going to reinforce the misinformation that has killed so many more people. We have seen examples of investigations that led to justice and a proper outcome, such as Watergate and to a degree Iran-Contra. We've seen recent investigations that were rooted in facts, but were not ultimately successful, specifically the first Donald Trump impeachment over his attempt to essentially blackmail Ukraine and withhold military help that would have helped stave off a Russian invasion. And the Republicans in Congress knew all this, but unlike the Republicans in Congress during Watergate, the Republicans during Trump's first impeachment did not have the honor or the patriotism to judge this case based on its facts and threat to national security, but instead the threat to their party. These are folks who said this year, during the campaign, they said this year they were going to be all about inflation and all sorts of other domestic issues. But it's quite clear that Kevin McCarthy is going to borrow a page from Joe McCarthy and dedicate this session of Congress to investigating the investigators, causing distractions and costing us a lot of money. Dick in Madison has some views on that. Dick, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Love your show. The Durham thing, I've said this from the beginning with William Barr. He was basically Trump's personal attorney. He wasn't the attorney general. And that said, he does know the law because he showed how well he knows how to break it. And this particular report, I think, it'd be totally debunked with one thing, something that he got his mitts on, the Mueller report. If you could be anybody else in this world besides him that could actually read the whole thing, I bought it, the redacted version. I mean, It's nothing, but it's all kinds of stuff if you could actually read it. And you wouldn't even have opened this Durham report had people been able to read the Mueller report, in my opinion.
I appreciate that, Dick. Thank you very much for the call. What William Barr did, again, with the Mueller report is striking. But one of the things, when you say it, you know, that the Mueller report kind of went all over the place, it reminds me of this point. Donald Trump had once said, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and get away with it. And here's why. He understands, like other people do in certain situations, most of them related to organized crime, you don't say out loud, I'm going to rob a bank. I'm going to shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue. I'm going to blackmail Ukraine. I'm going to accept help from an adversarial foreign government in my campaign for president. You don't say those things out loud. And yet when they happen, you then think that you have plausible deniability. And so because the Mueller report came right up to the line, but did not say the equivalent of I'm going to rob this bank, it was fairly easy for William Barr to say, yeah, there's nothing here. This Mueller report completely exonerates Donald Trump, or, you know, however he put it. And of course, it doesn't do that. It does, in fact, show the numerous efforts by the Russian government and other Russian players to assist Donald Trump. They wanted him to win. It does show that plenty of members of the Trump campaign were aware of and open to that kind of assistance. But rather than facilitate the cause of justice, Barr not only glossed over the Mueller report's conclusions, but then, at Trump's insistence, began to investigate the investigators. That was the Durham investigation, which, again, like the Gabelman investigation here, was based on nothing, found nothing, wasted a lot of time and money, and made a lot of people's lives miserable in the process. It reminds me that apparently yesterday, and I don't have it word for word in front of me, but the former president on his tiny social media network put up a couple of things about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And in it basically said, I could solve this war in no time. I could bring peace in no time. This is the same guy who said, I have a big, beautiful infrastructure plan. I have a big, beautiful healthcare plan. He claims to be able to do all these things, but he said in 2016 he was going to, you know, help Wall Street work for the middle class, and he never did that either. And the fact of the matter is, we know what Donald Trump's idea would be to quickly end the war in Ukraine, and it would be to knuckle under to Putin and the Russian government and just let them take it, you know, which the similarities to 1938 are just depressing in a way. But you do that, and then what's next? I mean, if you're in, you know, Latvia, if you're in Finland, what do you think of that, allowing that to happen? This is a time like no other to stand strong against this type of aggression. And yet we have a growing chorus of extremists who are working to undermine Ukraine and its struggle to be free. In fact, there's been a scandal in Ukraine just this week, which just reminds us that even in times of war, there are some people who will behave badly. But other people want to use that as an excuse to throw the baby out with the bathwater and stop supporting Ukraine, when it's never been more critical to stand strong and to not listen to a former president who makes big promises that are rooted in very bad things and supports very bad types of investigations. Mark Jacob joins us in just a bit. You're up north.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 12. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, a few flurries possible at times, lows dip down to about 3 below. Tomorrow, highs around 2 above. Warmer Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the low teens to the upper teens. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 11.
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
So
since we did a little from Wide Open Spaces on the Chicks earlier, thought we'd play one more here as we welcome in Mark Jacob, whose social media bio describes him best, ex-editor at Chicago Tribune and Sun-Times, now allowed to have opinions, co-author of 8 books on history and photography, Intolerant of Racism and Small-Mindedness. Pretty much says it all. Mark, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Well, let's just pick up where I left off before the last break about Republicans running the House of Representatives, forming a committee to investigate the weaponization of the federal government. And between that and the Durham investigation, it sure doesn't seem like we're going to get a lot of focus on inflation the way Republican candidates said they were going to do during the campaign. I heard a lot about inflation. I didn't hear anything about investigating the investigators.
No, it's all about that, you know, and they're, you know, trying to set up. The real question to me is whether they're actually going to go to try to impeach Biden, which they know would never work. You know, and really, when you think about it, this whole two years of a Republican run House is going to be just kind of it's just going to be an act, because nothing they do is going to get passed in the Senate. Or signed by the president. I mean, it's to them, it's free reign to do all kinds of crazy crap that, you know, and that they can. But as far as, it's just amazing that they're setting up a committee to examine the weaponization of the, you know, of the federal government, considering that every revelation new revelation shows how much the Trump administration was weaponizing the government.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump even said that. I mean, because Trump doesn't really understand how democracy is supposed to work, he just, you know, would say it out loud, just like a mob boss would, you know, say that the attorney general needed to be his lawyer, which is completely false. And, you know, and that's why he got rid of, you know, that dumb guy down in Alabama and picked up Barr. And Barr was perfectly willing to do that, because Barr is a terrible person, because Barr is a dishonest person. And I'm worried that people are fooled by dishonest people, just flat out liars who speak in erudite manner and are educated and just look very thoughtful as they're just lying their ass off to you. And I think it fools some people, but Barr is just a terrible human being and a discredit to our country.
I think as well that part of the reason that, you know, the House Republicans know that nothing substantive is going to, you know, that they could pass would pass the Senate and get the president's signature. So this debt ceiling debate is really about the only thing of some kind of legislative substance that'll get done. There won't be any bills passed. And so this is the one measure. And once this is behind us, it's going to be nothing but those sham investigation committees. And so you have, you know, just a portion of the House Republicans who are perfectly fine with allowing this to continue being a crisis, because while it's not real leverage, because it could tank the economy, it's really it's their only chance at leverage for the next 2 years.
Well, is the debt ceiling, and I'm worried that people aren't casting that the right way. Because the Republicans want to act like, well, we're going to stop spending, which of course they didn't. You know, more than a quarter of the federal debt was acquired in the Trump 4 years. And so, you know, so they were like this blank check for Trump because they, you know, just wanted to spend and not tax, especially not tax rich people. So all this spending occurs. Suddenly the Republicans want to act like it's a big problem. Well, address the problem when it's budget time, not when it's pay for what you've already spent time. What people need to understand, this is not budget time. This is, you already spent the money. Now you got to pay your bills, and if you don't pay your bills, then you're welching on your debt. You're a cheater. You're a liar. You're dishonest. You're not reliable. You don't pay your bills, which is kind of defines Donald Trump.
when you put it that way,
I mean, again, it's kind of a perfect description.
And so, as we frequently do here in pointing out, you know, how the media is covering these things, I know the thing that gets to you as much as it does to me is when the framing is that again, the both sidesism that Biden is refusing to talk to Republicans. There was one New York Times article that concluded with, you know, so far only Kevin McCarthy is at the table. And, you know, again, this is not a both sides thing. There's nothing for Biden to bargain, and he has no reason to.
This is like, you know, you remember the old National Lampoon cover that said, had a dog and a gun and said, buy this magazine or we'll shoot this dog.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what this is. It's just, this is just kind of economic terrorism that they're pulling in. And the best thing that the Biden administration can do is simply refuse to negotiate. Because it's really negotiating with economic terrorists. It's negotiating in which all you can do is lose. You can't win. And what do they want? What do the Republicans want? The thing about it, Pat, is Republicans aren't even saying specifically what they want because they're afraid to.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
Pospisilova cuts and shoots. The three is in for Pospisilova.
We're down to 10. Douglas across the timeline. Straight down the middle of the court. Left hand layup is in with 6 seconds.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Monk's Bar and Grill. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
Good afternoon from the Kohl Center in Madison. John Arias with you, and it's back to Big Ten play for the Wisconsin Badgers. The Badgers come in 2-7 in the Big Ten Conference, and today's opponent, Northwestern, 0-9 in Big Ten play. The second half of conference play starts this afternoon. Now, today is also the day in which former Badger Teresa Huff will have her number 21 jersey raised to the rafters, becoming the first women's basketball player in program history to achieve that honor. Now, coming up on today's pregame show, we'll hear from assistant coach Caroline Doty, get a scout of Northwestern. We'll take a look at the Badger numbers too in the Badger notebook. But when we come back, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Chris Dominey is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turn my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
At the Kohl Center, it's back to Big Ten play for the Badgers as they take on Northwestern. Now joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. What did you think of your team's defense? Talking about the Valpo game last time out, I lost track. How many shot clock violations did Valpo commit?
Yeah, no, I think it was maybe like 4 or 5. But our kids did an excellent job once we switched into the zone and bumping and making sure that we were communicating. And that's something that we've really concentrated on quite a bit and really harped on. And so I think that came to fruition. And on a night that maybe your shooting isn't as great, I think we really locked in on defense and made it really difficult for Valpo to get a shot at the basket.
Yeah, I noticed in that first half, Maddie Wilkie kind of had a different demeanor about her as far as going after rebounds. And when the dust settled, she had a career high in rebounds. What'd you see from her rebounding?
Yeah, I mean, I think what Maddie has continued to do is understand whatever our team needs, she wants to be able to do that. If that's not getting an open shot, or that's getting on the loose ball, or that's defending one of the best players, or if it's going and getting rebounds, I think she just has the mindset she wants to win, and she wants to give us the best opportunity to do that.
Today's kind of a cool day. National Girls and Women in Sports Day, plus the retirement of Teresa Huff's number 21 at the Kohl Center. Big day.
It's a huge day. I think, it's kind of one of those cool full circle things, if you think about it. For Teresa Huff, as a young girl, had aspirations to play basketball, chose to be a Badger. 25 years later, to see us recognize that eternally with raising her jersey, and then to have all of these young girls in the stands and women seeing that ceremony and have an opportunity to plant their own seed for the future and what they might want to accomplish as well. So I think it's a really special day. I'm excited that we get to be a part of it, and I'm grateful to witness history taking place.
All right. Well, best of luck today.
All right. Thank you, John.
That's head coach Marissa Mosley. Keep her right here. We will get a scout of Northwestern coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
And welcome back to the Kohl Center. Pre-game show continues. Now joined by Wisconsin assistant coach Caroline Doty, taking a look at Northwestern. Kaylee Walsh and Sydney Wood are the only two players who average double figures in scoring for them. So offensively, what does Northwestern bring to the court?
They like to get in the lane. They're not shooting great percentage from the three-point line, so just making sure that we have a lot of help side. We're doing elbow help. Helping each other out, just making sure that we limit those touches in the lane.
When you look at the team stats, one of the ones that jumps out as far as comparison to other Big Ten teams is their blocking ability. So a little bit of that defense. What do you see from them specifically about blocking shots?
Yeah, they just mix it up really well. So they have their infamous blizzard zone that they play. The last two games they've been playing man, so with a hard hedge. They're just aggressive. They kind of are risky risk takers. They turn the ball over a lot, but they also force a lot of turnovers with their block shots. So for us, we're confident just playing off 2 feet, making sure we ball fake and staying together out there.
You mentioned the turnovers. I know you guys got Velpo to turn it over 22 times. So what's the key to kind of bring a big number out from Northwestern like that?
Yeah, stay aggressive, keep them in front. Their bigs do a lot of counter moves, so staying down, they travel. And then from a guard standpoint, just making sure that they feel uncomfortable throughout the entire game.
Thanks for the time.
Great, thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Caroline Doty as the Badgers take on Northwestern. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 12. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance of flurries, lows around 3 below. High of 2 tomorrow, partly cloudy. dry with temps below average Tuesday and Wednesday and highs from the low teens to the upper teens. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 12.
Welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center. John Oddie is with you. It's back to Big Ten action after non-conference win on Wednesday night for the Badgers against Valparaiso, 59-44. Today, it's against Northwestern. The Wildcats come in 0-9 in the Big Ten. Wisconsin is 2-7. And today is also the day in which former Wisconsin Badger Teresa Hoff will have her jersey number 21 officially retired. She's the first woman in the history of UW Athletics to be honored. She's going to join Frank Kaminsky, Michael Finley, and Ab Nicholas from men's basketball and Mark Johnson from men's hockey to have their uniform number displayed high above the Kohl Center floor. Now, last time out for Wisconsin, we saw a milestone reached for Julie Pospisilova. She made history becoming the 28th Wisconsin Badger to reach 1,000 career points. And also Sarah Williams, the Badger freshman from Brooklyn, New York, continues to play very, very well during her first season. She has now scored in double figures in five straight games, averaging just over 16.5 points per game during that stretch. We'll keep it right here. When we come back, a quick spin around the Big Ten, and then it's basketball between the Badgers and the Wildcats. And this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
And welcome back to the Kohl Center. Time for a quick spin around the Big Ten. Now today, a handful of games in Big Ten women's basketball, including Purdue at number 2, Ohio State. The Buckeyes on a bit of a skid. They were unbeaten at 19-0 before losing their first game of the season earlier. And now they've lost their second game of the year. They fell to number 6, Indiana, on Thursday, 78-65. So the standings look like this. Indiana and Iowa are both 9-1. Ohio State and Maryland are both 8-2. The Badgers come in 2-7. Northwestern, by the way, 0-9. Rutgers is at number 6, Indiana, today. Also, 13th-ranked Michigan is at Minnesota, and Michigan State plays at number 22, Illinois. Keep it right here. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off between the Badgers and the Wildcats. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Olivia, from Washington.
laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.